Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming to our concert this afternoon. My name is Steve Hollowitz, and I'm the music director here at St. James Westminster. And one of the musical events we do throughout the year is informal chamber music series. The church supplies the venue, and we ask you to supply some remuneration for the artists. So you'll see that there are plates at either entrance, and donations will go to the artists performing this afternoon. That's our form of outreach and our ability to showcase some wonderful music here this afternoon. There are also some brochures, green cover brochure, the Music at St. James, and it outlines a number of the concerts that we'll be having here. More chamber music concerts, London Pro Musica, classical choir, and also Brassroots, a brass ensemble that has its series here. So if you're interested, please pick up a brochure and attend some of our other concerts. So this afternoon, a very special treat for all of us. I've known Grace for a long time, and we've played together in a variety of musical circumstances, and I've always had a great time doing it. She mentioned she had some arrangements of her pieces with string quartet, and we just thought it would sound so fabulous in this wonderful acoustic. And indeed, it does sound just fabulous. So we're very pleased to have the group and thank them for coming and playing for us this afternoon. Just to introduce the quartet, we have Yannette Campbell on first violin, Tyson Moxley on second violin, Hallie Bowles-Ashman on viola, and Amanda Quick on cello, and of course, Grace Lowe on arhu. We'll be breaking it up in the middle and playing some popular selections, but we'll start with a set of pieces that I've played for Grace a number of times, and they're just wonderful and exciting pieces of music. The first is The Butterfly Lovers. This is one piece that became very familiar to me while I was teaching at A.B. Lucas, and many of our students knew this piece. And it has a story that I will relate to you right now, and hopefully I make sense as I tell it to you. So according to the story, Ju Ying Tai is a pretty and intelligent girl from a rich family in Shangyu, today Shangjing, who enjoys studying. Since girls were not allowed to go to school at that time, she disguises herself as a boy despite her father's reluctance. On her way to school, she meets a boy named Yan Shanbo, with whom she becomes brotherly friends. During their 3 years of studying in the Academy of Classical Learning, they enjoy each other's company, both when studying and in their free time. Although Yang has a crush on Xu, the boy never finds out his peer is a girl. After 3 years, Xu's father orders her home. And so there's a wonderful love story contained, and the music depicts it so beautifully. So, Butterfly Lovers, featuring Grace Lowe and the string quartet.
Thank you.
Our next piece is entitled Ripe Grapes, and it depicts the beautiful scenes of the Xinjiang people singing and dancing during the Grape Harvest Festival. Following that, a more reflective piece called Moonlight Reflected on the Erquian Spring, a piece of Erhu music composed by the blind musician Hua Jianjun. The piece enjoys a famous reputation in China and abroad for being a beautiful melody. But first, Ripe Grapes. Thank you. We'll end this first set with the quartet with a very familiar piece, the Chardash Central European Dance, that's become very famous as a featured violin virtuosic piece. And so this will feature Grace with the quartet on the Chardash.
Thank you.
was fantastic, and such a wonderful sound with the Arhu against the string quartet. It's just so beautiful. Thank you very much. Another round of applause for a quartet in grace. We're going to switch gears a little bit here. As I said, I've had the pleasure of accompanying Grace many times, so we're going to have Yannette join us and do some of our interesting popular arrangements here. We'll do a set of three for you this afternoon, each from very different genres. We'll start with the great Bette Midler hit, The Rose, and follow that with a little excerpt from the Flower Duet from Lakmé, the opera duet, and then we'll end with some jazz and have some improvisation with Dave Brubeck's Take Five. So we hope you enjoy the change of pace here for a moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just encouraging the quartet to come back up here. We've got a final set for you this afternoon, and thank you once again for attending our concert. A reminder that this is a part of the St. James Chamber Music Series, and the way it works is that we provide the venue and you provide the remuneration. So we have our offering plates at both of the exits, and if you feel so moved, a generous donation will go directly to the performing artists this afternoon. And we also have our brochures outlining the remainder of the concerts in this series and in some of the other musical events that go on here at the church. So we'll conclude this afternoon with a very interesting collection of pieces that you may recognize, at least two of them. The first is Gabriel's Oboe, of course, the beautiful song by Ennio Morricone from the Mission soundtrack. And then we'll move to a selection from The Secret Garden. Again, another beautiful setting from that. And we'll end with a piece of Mongolian music, and that's the Cavalry Charge. And that'll be a very exciting ending to this afternoon's concert. So thank you once again for coming. Thank you again to our musicians, and enjoy our final set this afternoon.